develop as a force itself, more slowly. He did not believe we could manage a force larger than 3 legions till we developed a lot of local talent. Lady, Goblin, One Eye, and I were left to handle everything else. The important, exciting stuff, like dealing with the Prabhrindra and his sister, like setting up an intelligence operation, finding out if there were any local wizards we could use, charting strategy, coming up with gimmicks. Good old Mogaba was willing to leave me the staff work and strategy. Actually, about the way it should be. The man embarrassed me with his competence. "Goblin, I guess you should take counterintelligence," I said. "Ha!" One Eye said. "That fits him perfectly. Borrow Frog Face whenever you need him." The imp moaned. He got no pleasure out of having to work. Goblin put on a smug look. "I don't need that thing, Croaker." I did not like that. The runt was up to something. Ever since we came back from the country, he had had that smugness about him. It meant trouble. He and One Eye could get so involved in their feud, they forgot the rest of the world. Time would tell what was up. "Whatever you say," I told Goblin, "as long as you get the job done. Dangerous agents of the Shadow Masters I want you to take out. Small timers set up so we can feed them false information. We've also got to keep One Eye on the big priests. They're bound to give us grief as soon as they figure out how. Human nature. Lady I put in charge of showmanship and planning. I had decided where I wanted to meet the enemy already before I had anything to meet him with. I told her to work out the details. She was a better tactician than I. She had managed the armies of an empire with astonishing success. I was learning that part of a captain's job is to delegate. Maybe genius lies in choosing the right person for the right task. We had maybe 5 weeks, and the time was counting down, and down, and down. I did not think we had a prayer. Nobody got much sleep. Everybody got testy. But that is the way it is in our business. You learn to adjust to it, to understand. Mogaba kept telling me it was going great on his end, but I never got time to review his outfits. Hagop and Otto were less pleased with their progress. Their recruits were of classes that saw discipline as something imposed only upon their inferiors. Otto and Hagop had to resort to ass-kicking to get their people in line. They came up with a couple of interesting ideas, like adding elephants to the cavalry. The Prabhrindra's census of animals had turned up a few hundred work elephants. I spent my time rushing around in confusion, more often a politician than a commander. I avoided recourse to dictate when I could, preferring persuasion, but 2 of the high priests gave me no choice most of the time. If I said black, they said white, just to let me know they considered themselves Taglios's real bosses. If I'd had time, I'd have gotten vexed with them. I didn't, so I didn't play their games. I got them and their chief boys together, with the Prabhrindra and his sister chaperoning, and told them I didn't care for their attitude, that I would not tolerate it, and the schedule from here on in was to do it Croaker's way or die. If they didn't like that, they were welcome to take their best crack at me. Then I would roast them over a slow fire in one of the public squares. I did not make myself popular. I was bluffing, sort of. I would do what had to be done, but did not expect to have to do it. My apparently violent nature should cow them while I got on with the job. I would worry about them after I'd turned the Shadow Masters. Thinking